We praise God for each of you, and we welcome you with the warmest of kingdom greetings to the Master's Call on this magnificent Monday morning. And we say, magnify the Lord. The Bible says, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. For truly he is worthy, and truly he is to be exalted. So we thank God for each of you. We pray that each one of you had a great and super fantastic Thanksgiving holiday with your families. I pray that everyone was kept safe from all hurt, harm, and danger. And I thank you guys that you have called into the Master's Call on this magnificent Monday morning. This is the 28th day of November 2011. It's my son's 14th birthday, and I thank God that he has kept him for 14 years. And it's also the last Monday of the month of November, so that means that we will be going into the month of December in just a few days, and I'm sure God has great things in store for us. So I say, keep your mind open with expectation and anticipation of the great things that God has in store for you. So my name is Tiffany Lauderdale. I reside here in Inglewood, California, and I thank God for each of you and for the opportunity to dial in every Monday through Friday to the Master's Call. I thank God for the founders of this call, Dr. P.K. Roberts from Colorado Springs, Colorado, and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon from Dallas, Texas. I thank God for their yes. And I thank God for their yes because, see, they didn't have to say, yes, Lord, I will go ahead and carry out your vision that you have given me to the Master's Call. They didn't have to say yes, but they did. And I'm thankful because, see, when they said yes, that allowed for each of us to tap into this ministry, to be that our lives would be empowered, enhanced, and enriched every single Monday through Friday as we dial into this call. So I thank God for technology and the ability to actually have this call every day, because truly this call is changing lives all over the world. And the scripture reference that this call stands on can be found in Psalms 88:13, which reads, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." See, when we dial into the Master's Call, we dial into this call because it's not about people, it's not about personality, but it is all about the Master. So we thank God for each of you. And our email address for this call is themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. If this call has blessed you, if you are being, if God is pulling your coattail or he's nudging you to do something different in this year to come, and say that you want to be a prayer intercessor on this line, you want to go from having private prayer to having public prayer. And see, sometimes God wants us to step up. So if you feel that God is nudging you and pulling on you to go up to the next level that he has for you, then I would invite you to send us an email to themastersmorningcall@gmail.com so that we can be in contact with you, so that we will be able to help you as you begin your next journey in our next chapter in your life. And if you would like to go back to any of our messages that have been recorded on this line since October the 25th of 2010, then I invite you to go to our website, which is available 24/7, and that website address is www.themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. Once again, www.themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. And I thank God for Dr. Vanessa and for Minister Kathy that every day after these calls, they record the messages and they are archived chronologically in on that website. So at any time, even on the weekends, you could call in and get a word from the Lord. You may be going through something, and if you just scroll down through the titles, and I'm sure there is a word from the Lord for you there. And I thank God that we have the ability on this line to record everything and to save everything, because I'm telling you, there are sometimes during the course of our days and the evenings when this call is not live that we need just to get that extra boost. And there are extra things on there that will take you through whatever situation you are going through. So I thank God for that opportunity for us to dial in and tap into our website. And the vehicle that has brought us all together has been none other than Artist International. If you are Artist International on this Artist International distributor on this line today, then we thank God for you, and we pray that you will go into your back office if you have not already and see truly what Artist International has on the table for you. And if you don't have access to the internet, that is not an excuse. You can use the customer service number, call in and ask them what promotions do they have today, because truly Vision 2012 is moving forward and great things is happening in Artist International. All roads lead to Las Vegas, Nevada for next year, March 9th, 10th, and 11th. That's when Extravaganza 2012 will be happening. And if you have not already looked into that, then I say find out truly what is going on with Extravaganza 2012. So I invite you to do that. And if you are not an Artist International distributor on the line this morning and you want to know what Artist International is about, then I invite you to get with the person that invited you to this line and ask them truly, what is Artist International all about? If you're interested in going directly to the playback number for this call, you can dial 712-432-1085 and use the same PIN number. Once again, 712-432-1085 and the same PIN number 957-677-pound. So at this time, I'm going to ask my sister, Minister Willa, if she would come to the line right now and open us up in a word of prayer. Minister Willa, are you there?
Thank you, Tiffany. Can you hear me?
I can, loud and clear. Go ahead, my sister.
Psalm 34:1. Verses 7 and 8 say, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. The angels of the Lord encamp around those who fear him and delivers them. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who trusts in him. So, Father God, we come to you this morning thanking you and praising you for your word. We thank and praise you, oh God, that no matter what goes on in our lives, we will continue to praise you. Your word is always, hallelujah, your word is always great. Your name is worthy to be praised. We thank you, Lord, for getting us through this Thanksgiving season, and as Tiffany has already shared with our family and friends, Lord, and that they got back home safely. And Father, for those who may have not been able to celebrate with their family and friends, Lord, for whatever reason, Lord, we just thank you, Lord, that you told us that the praise will, your praise continually be in our mouths. Father, we lift up our dear sister Robin right now and her family, asking that you would bring peace and comfort, Lord. Father, we pray, oh God, that you just continue to have others and camp around about them and love on them, oh God. We thank you, oh Lord, that Kip is safe in the arms of Jesus. We thank you, oh God, that there is no more pain in Jesus' name. And now, Lord, we ask that you please forgive us of our sins and help us to be like you in everything that we do, in everything that we say. We thank you for this Master's Call family. We thank and praise you for Dr. Vanessa and Dr. P.K. Roberts, oh God, who have already set and established a path in this call. We thank and praise you for their faithfulness. We thank and praise you, O Lord, for the D.A. De Leon family and for the vision and the mission that they have continued to walk in and out day by day. Now, Lord, we thank and praise you for each and every listener, everyone who comes to this call, O Lord, that they will be fed a rhema word of God, that you've prepared, that you've already prepared their hearts, O God, and that you're giving them what they stand in need of, because your word told us that you will do that. And now we thank and praise you for Dr. Vanessa, our speaker, that she has been teaching on love, oh God. And I know that during the holiday season, Lord, we were able to practice that. Continue to watch over her, keep her. We bind Satan in Jesus' name, and we loose your angels to bring about a clear transmission in this call. And we thank you in advance in Jesus' name. Amen. Back to you, Minister Tiffany.
Amen, amen. Thank you, my sister, for clearing the airways and opening us up in prayer this morning. So the next voice that you will hear will be none other than our speaker for this morning. She is the founder of The Master's Call. She hails from Dallas, Texas. She ministers the practical and prophetic word of God. She strives to help equip us in being effective believers and witnesses for the Lord Jesus Christ. She is anointed and appointed. She is devoted. She is reliable. She is victorious. She is anointed. She is noble. She walks in excellence. She is spirit-led. She is soaring to success, and she is the appointed speaker for this hour. So it is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to bring to you this morning none other than Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon at this time. Dr. Vanessa, are you there?
Yes, I am. Good morning, good morning, good morning to our Master's Call family. Blessings, kingdom greetings to each and every one of you. A special warm shout out to our first-time callers. We so appreciate you for taking our time to be a part of this call and this mission and this mandate for this time and this season. We celebrate each and every one of you, and I'm just excited to conclude this word today. I'm sure many of us had a very busy weekend, a lot of love and laughter, family, and much food, so that we will have to exercise and use some of those artist products to get back on track. But I'm excited today about Jesus, and I want to conclude, I think, today our series on I Love You, Lord, and Daily Seek to Please You. For those who have not been with us the entire series, we are using as our text scripture 1 Corinthians 13, verses 4 through 8, and then verse 13, where we're defining what the Bible says about agape love, A-G-A-P-E, the highest form of love and really the only kind of love that Jesus discusses, the Word of God foundationally rocks and rests on. And that verse 4 in 1 Corinthians 13, when Paul wrote the letter to the church at Corinth, love is patient, love is kind. It does not envy, it does not boast. It is not proud, it does not dishonor others. It is not self-seeking, it is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. Love never fails, but where there are prophecies, they will cease. Where there are tongues, they will be stilled. Where there is knowledge, it will pass away. And our scripture we're going to hone in on today. And now these three remain, faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is love. We started out explaining and making sure we were on the same page that God was talking about agape love. And what is agape love? It's love that is self-sacrificing. Self-sacrificing. And those attributes that we just read in those 4 through 8 verses was what it looks like in our day in and day out walk as believers, what it feels like to be patient when you want to just go south, or what it feels like when you're in that heated discussion, we'll call it an argument, and you don't want to fight fair, but agape love demands that you don't keep a record of the wrongs and bring up stuff that's not included in that discussion. We talked about the key nugget. Another foundational fiber was agape love is sacrificial love, and it is not based on a feeling. Boy, that goes against everything we've mainly been taught and see in the world. But agape love is a determined act of the will, and we made it real simple because there's a lot of days we get up, we don't love our husband, we don't love our children, we barely like them some days with some of their actions and attitudes, but we make a decision because of a covenant commitment that we're going to love them anyway. So when we say, I just can't do that, the truth's not in us, and we need to line up with what the word says, because as long as the Holy Ghost is inside of us, our paraclete, our helper, and our guide, this is the direction, this is the point of order that God wants in our lives, in our discussions, in our motives, agape love. So mentally, when we read those verses and some of us got tired right there and said, whoo, I don't know how I'm going to do that. You don't have to understand how. You just have to trust God and do. Oh, I love you, Lord, and daily seek to please you. We went through all those verses, 4 through 7, and we're going to encourage you to go to our website and read up when we took time on each part of what love does. And we really took time to explain how love hopes and love protects and love trusts and love perseveres. And especially that love perseveres when we're so often, even as believers, quick to give up and give out on a promise of God. And the fact that it's agape love says that we can take a deep breath, take a Holy Ghost time out, and keep going because God's given in us everything we need to persevere, to hope, to trust, to believe. So today we're going to endeavor to conclude this series with verse 13, which wraps it up by saying, and now these three remain, faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is love. Again, the greatest is agape. And it takes agape love with faith. It takes agape love with hope. But what it all looks like when it's filtered through, it has to be the agape love of Christ ruling and reigning. So when he says these three remain, we've often talked about faith. Faith is that confident expectation. Faith, you can't have the love of God without faith. But without love, it won't produce the good fruit of faith. See, faith in God is a seed. It's the main ingredient which will produce the abundant harvest of love. Because many things to make that perseverance work, you got to keep the faith. And we talked about with some key principles of what that faith looked like. And let's go to principle number one under what the faith of God looks like as we walk toward our greatest of agape love. See, one of my favorite other books in the Bible is John 15. Almost that whole chapter of John 15 is in the red. What does that mean, Dr. Vanessa? It means Jesus said it, and that settles it, whether we believe it or not. And he said in verses 5 through 8, John 15, I am the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me, see, there's something we've got to do first. If we remain in Christ and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. If you do not remain in me, you're like a branch that is thrown away and withers. Such branches are picked up, thrown into the fire and burned. But here's the key, verse 7. If you remain in me and my words remain in you, you ask whatever you wish, and it will be done for you. This is my Father's glory, that you bear much fruit, showing yourselves to be my disciples. See, faith is the confident expectation. When I plant that seed of love, when I put it in the ground, and when I have that ingredient of agape love with the faith of God, we know that that faith can take a little and produce much. You can take one seed, and it'll produce apples with many seeds, trees with many branches, a whole orchard starts with a seed. So we've talked many times about the importance of the right seed of faith, that we have to decide that if we remain in Christ, our faith won't allow us to think some ways, to do some things, to participate with some things, because the key, especially in verse 7, if you remain in me and my words remain in you, faith does not hang out with foolishness. That's why a lot of times when we feel a Shaniqua coming on, when we feel a Bubba about to blow up, the faith of God arrests us and say, don't get in the arm of the flesh. Stay faithful and focused. See, that's the agape love flowing out. Go say amen or oh me this morning. We know faith can see all of the mess and see how it can become a great message for Christ. We know faith can be in the midst of that great trial you're walking through, but it sees how greatly you and I are being tested, and faith anchored in that agape love, can see us through to the triumph, to the Jehovah Nissi victory. We know faith can see some disappointments and despairs and depth of dreams and hopes and loved ones. And with agape love, faith can see determination take root and blossom, deliverance, and full destiny in Christ. You know, a seed is usually something that is buried, and you don't see what's going on. A lot of times, we don't even realize that our faith muscles are being worked out, but they don't get a workout till we go through some tests, till we go through some trials, till some mess comes our way. The devil will not fight fair. His job description in John 10 is that he's a thief that's come to kill, steal, and destroy. But we got a promise in that same passage that God says, but I come that you may have life and have it more abundantly. So you keep the faith knowing that God's going to work it out. And 2 Corinthians 5:7 says, for we walk, the NIV uses that word live there, for we walk by faith and not by sight. So when you're sitting there saying, I don't know how this is going to come together, don't worry about it. God has already worked it out. And then he talked in that verse 13 about hope. You know, I use an acronym through time of hope is holding on or holding optimistically, pursuing earnestly. Keep hope alive. Remember when Reverend Jesse Jackson phrased that years ago? See, hope is the first cousin of faith, and it hangs out with trust. It's the thread that holds things together. It fights off fear and doubt. Hope points us back to all the possibilities in Jesus Christ. See, we got to keep hope alive with agape love. Quit settling. You deserve better. You're the king's kid. You deserve more. Keep hope alive with agape love. Stop accepting average. God does not like a spirit of average. We have a Holy Ghost inside of us. We're not ordinary. With the Holy Ghost, we put the extra on, and we're extraordinary. Even in the natural, with the Holy Ghost operating in agape love, the supernatural things of God work in us and through us. Keep hope alive with agape love. Stop complaining. Practice my summa principle. Shut up ministry. Principle, you know, and I know that sometimes when ain't nothing good going to come out of our mouth because our emotions are raging, stop complaining. Hope doesn't like negative stinking thinking. Get your praise on. Shift the atmosphere. Align the heavens with hope. Keep hope alive with agape love by cursing the darkness, bringing the light of hope and peace. My mother's favorite line all our life was, we about to love the hell out of you, meaning you're acting ugly, you're acting ignorant, but I'm going to love it out of you. I'm going to agape love it out of you. I'm going to take away every reason you have to be stuck on crazy. Keep hope alive with agape love. Stop being afraid, but choose to live in faith, full of hope and boldness with your bad self. You got all of heaven and the Holy Ghost backing you up. That's a majority. And the Word of God promises in Revelation that we win. Keep hope alive with agape love. Keep hope in your heart with agape love. Out of the heart flow the issues of life. Out of the heart, the mouth speaketh. In your mouth, when you have hope filled in it, when you have that optimism that your mind don't even understand what's going on, but you got a peace in your spirit, keep hope alive for your family with agape love. Keep hope alive for your children with agape love. Keep hope alive for your ministry in the marketplace with agape love. Keep hope alive to be God's kingdom builder in our going in and our coming out, not in the arm of your flesh, because then we get into foolishness, saying stuff, get to fussing and cussing, and we are not cussing saints, but with agape love. You're building a firm foundation in Christ. Keep hope alive to keep your faith focused, having a posture of agape love that you see the answer. You see your destiny. You see the promises and the covenants of God coming to pass. And then utmost, keep hope alive to keep your love, your agape love everlasting. But of these three, the Bible says, God decrees and declares that he desires us to demonstrate his agape love the most. So today, as we conclude this series, God is reminding us in our actions, we need to demonstrate God's agape love today. Be his living epistle. Epistle means a letter. Some folks will never darken the door of a church, but they're seeing you in the marketplace. They're seeing you on the job. They're seeing how you handle anger, how you handle disappointments, how you handle betrayal. Write a letter that says, I'm going to be patient and long-suffering and love you, because God's going to download strategies so that we win. Showing a thankful heart. We just got through celebrating Thanksgiving, which we chronicled the history of the dues, the lives that were paid when settlers came here and endured harsh winters, and we're celebrating a new land in America to worship their God freely. Let your heart be thankful in our motives. We need to demonstrate God's love. Just do the right thing. Do the righteous thing, Jehovah Tiskanu, because we love God with an agape love, and we daily seek to please him. We'll keep our heart pure, our motives honorable before him. And then lastly, with the utmost of agape love, we'll have the right mindset, because we'll picture first what God would do. Like Jesus said, I pray and I'd only do what I see my Father do. We have the word, our sword. We have the paraclete, the Holy Ghost. We have a prayer language that fortifies the heaven to see like God, like Abraham in Romans 4:17. I'm calling things that be not as though they are. I'm picturing the victory already. Have an attitude full of God's agape love and gratitude, then it becomes easy to give thanks in all things. Then it becomes smoother to love even the unlovely. Then it becomes a joy to lift your hands and thank your God and tell him today, I love you, Lord. I have agape love for you, self-sacrificing love for you. And this day and every day I seek to please you. We seal this word, Father. We seal this teaching. Let it be anchored in our hearts and in our spirits so that we will embrace who you are, and we will demonstrate the agape love of Christ in our lives, in our hearts, in our going in our coming out. We'll remember that it's all about you, all about you, Jesus. Now I'm going to turn this back over to Tiffany, and Tiffany, if you will ask in Minister Robbins' absence, then our Minister Kathy will close this out and cover our prayer request, please.
Absolutely. Thank you, Dr. Vanessa, for that series, I Love You, Lord, and Daily Seek to Please You. And she gave us some points in there that I'll say just go ahead and reference back, go ahead and call into the playback number just to get those repeated unto you. And at this time, Minister Kathy, if you would come to the line and close us out in a word of prayer. Minister Kathy, are you there?
She just muted herself. I had already unmuted you. There you go. You're unmuted. You're unmuted.
Thank you, Pastor Vanessa.
Okay.
God bless you this morning. Thank God for the word. Father, we come before you now in the name of Jesus. We bless you for this another day that we have been able to come and fellowship to get together today on the Master's Call. We thank you, Lord God, for your servant that has brought the word today. We bless you for her life, Lord God, and her obedience to you. And we pray, Lord God, for what she has given out and shared with us on this call today to provoke our hearts to love you and to love the individuals and people that we come in contact with in our lives with the agape love. We
bless you, Lord God, for all that you're doing in our lives today. And we ask, Lord God, that you pour back into Pastor Vanessa everything that she has poured out here today. Lord, we thank you, God, for every prayer request, everyone that's on the prayer list that desire, oh, God, that you provide for them. We're lifting them up now before you, and we ask that you be Jehovah Jireh, as we know that you always are, Lord God. We hold up those, God, that are in need of healing in their bodies. We hold up Evangelist Gwen Beatty before you now, Lord God, and we're asking, Father, that you continue to do the work that you have started in her. We bless you, God, that she is already healed in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord God, that you are Jehovah Rapha, and we bless you for it now. God, we're holding up now the Robin, Minister Robin and her family, Lord God, and Kip's family, Lord God. We hold them up before you now in the name of Jesus. I bless you, God, because you are indeed the God of all comfort. You said to be absent from the body is to be present with you. And so we bless you for them now. We bless you for Kip's life. We bless you for the difference that he made upon the earth. We bless you, God, hallelujah, for those that he was able to impact while he was here. And now, God, we celebrate the fact that he is in the arms of Jesus. Hallelujah. And we're praying now for strength for this family. Comfort them, God, with the only way that you're the only one that can do it. And you're the only one that can walk them through this wife, Lord God, these children, Lord. Hold them up, this entire family, oh, God, that is so need of your comfort today. We bless you. We celebrate his life, Lord God, and we thank you. Now we just need you to help them on this side, God, to glorify you and to walk through this with courage and with the help of you. We bless you, oh God, for every other person on this call, Lord God, and every other prayer request that we have. We lay them all before you. We bless you that you're the God that will perfect everything that concerneth us. And we thank you for it now. We thank you for being Jehovah Shammah. Thank you that you're the God who said you'd never leave us nor forsake us. You said you'd never leave us without support, and we do bless you for it here now in the name of Jesus. We give you glory and we give you praise, and we seal this with the blood of Jesus. We seal this prayer now with the blood of Jesus, and we thank you for covering it now. In Jesus' name, amen. Back to you, Minister Tiffany.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Minister Kathy, for closing us out and sealing the call and sealing that word in a word of prayer. To you, Minister Willow, we thank you for opening us up in prayer. And to you, Dr. Vanessa, thank you, thank you, thank you, woman of God, for that anointed and on-time word this morning. And to each of you, the Master Call family and listeners, we thank God for you. Without you, this would not be possible. And we pray that as each one of us leave this call, that we would accept and obey the will of God to be that great minister in the marketplace. And I hope that each one of you will have a magnificent Monday until we meet again. God bless you. We love you. Goodbye for now.